I'm with Alan Dixon at Alan Dixon Studio. We're having a cup of coffee, and we're going to talk a little bit about Alan's new brainchild.
Basically, what it is, it's a course that I'm going to be teaching on a beginner DSLR course. There's many people over the years that I've talked to, and you know, they're very frustrated with taking photos and how to take them properly. And they will go on a trip, and you know, even though they have their small digital camera, they want to be able to do more with it. They don't understand why certain photos come out and properly, and why some photos don't come out. They're frustrated. It might be an important shot. They might only have one chance to get it, and they have very little confidence in their knowledge and what they're doing with the camera. After having people come to me and saying, hey, I would love to take a course if you ever would teach one, after you get that many times told to you, I thought, you know what, maybe it's time for people to start learning how to take photographs, but not just with a point shoot, because those are quite automated. They don't have very many manual controls. Using a DSLR with a lens that detaches and has manual control, that's the type of course I'm going to teach for a person with that kind of camera.
And now the prices have really dropped on those, so more people are using them, you think?
More people are using them. They've kind of had their time with their little point-and-shoot type cameras, and they kind of want to go up the ladder, and they go, you know, I want to get a zoom lens, or I want to get a lens to take flower pictures, or I want to get a camera that's going to have maybe better quality, even though the sensors are moving up into your point shoot are 12 megapixels. I mean, it's quite high, but they're just challenged more, and they just want more out of their photography. I mean, a lot of the people would say, you know, my dad had an old Nikon or old Canon AE-1 or whatever, and it was a solid camera, and it was pretty simple to operate, but the new ones nowadays seem to be quite elaborate, and I don't want to read that manual because it's way too much information for me to grasp at one time.
So you recently got a new camera. Tell us what happened.
Yeah,
there.
I recently got a new Nikon camera, and I opened it up, and it took the same battery as my previous one, so that was no problem. I popped the battery in. I changed the time. You have to get it into your time zone. But then after just working some of the features on it, which I'm quite familiar, it was still, there's something here that's not quite working. So, okay, I've got to refer to the manual, but I know what I'm looking at. But with digital cameras nowadays, they have placed so many menus and features and different things that you can do within the menu, and learning or knowing where to look for that feature or to know what does that feature do, there's a large amount of information there, and people are very intimidated by it, and therefore they get scared and they just put it on everything auto and they take their pictures, which is not much different than their point and shoot, and they're getting results that are the same. Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it doesn't look good, and they don't understand why, and this is where this course is really going to help them. It's going to be a 4-week course every Tuesday in November from 6 till 9, and it's going to cover a full range right from, you know, cleaning your camera, holding your camera, how to compose a shot, what to do with lighting that's maybe difficult lighting, learning what your lens can do with depth of field and what apertures to use to get depth of field and this sort of thing. So it's going to be broken down quite simply, and then we'll be giving people little assignments to do that we've taught on that lesson for them to go out and reinforce what they just heard. We'll have notes to give them, but not elaborate notes. This is going to be a course that has mainly a hands-on approach to learning and working your DSLR.
How's the feedback been so far?
Been great. As soon as we put it up on our Facebook site, we had 8 people sign up pretty well instantly within 3 or 4 hours. So the class is pretty well almost full now. There's a couple spots available. In the next few weeks, I imagine those spots will be filled and we will have a full class of 12 students. We're only taking 12, small number. I want it to be intimate. I want people to be able to ask questions without being afraid or scared of what other people will think. I want it to be a class where everybody's in the same position of wanting to learn more. Call us 345-6704, or they can email us at alan@alandixon.com or heather@alandixon.com. If they need to get more information or they want to talk to me in person, they can make a phone call and come down and talk to me about the course.